Well, welcome to Webb. I'm a little loud. In case you're wondering, that's what camp is like every day. I'm going to be the first to apologize if we were a little loud today, but that's how these kids worship. Amen. And I know we saw a lot of things in videos. Or what was worship today? And I'm going to read from 1 John. And if you'll stand with me in honor of reading God's holy word. So I have to find it. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than that he is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak of the world, and the world heareth them. Because we are of God, he that knoweth God heareth us, and he that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of the truth and the spirit of error. Let us pray. Dear most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for these youth. Father, what a great time it is to be with them, to be around them, to feel what's coming out of them, the victories, the worships. Father, it's just been awesome. Father, I ask that you remove me today. You let me give this message. And Father, that someone hears you. And Father, ask all this in your Son's heavenly precious name, I pray. Amen. You can be seated. So I had a bunch of notes. I wadded them up and threw them away a couple times. I was up till like 12 o'clock last night watching the videos. Tears flowing, you know, remembering victory. So anytime God uses us, it has to be all him, because he's a jealous God. So in order to do that, there's brokenness. Anytime that Jesus uses you, it says that he raises the bread, blesses it, then he breaks it. And why do we experience brokenness? If I had a pitcher of water, a glass pitcher of water, and I wanted to empty it, I could pour it out. But if the pitcher was stubborn, I couldn't get everything out. But if I wanted everything out of that pitcher, I would drop it. And it would break, and everything in it would be out. I watched each of these kids be broken. Because I'm going to do my best Shane Pruitt imitation. Amen. Because that's what happens. You know, we run from God, or we have something in our lives that's in the way of God, and he keeps asking us, hey, you know I want fellowship with you? Do you know I want fellowship with you? And then we get broken and we wonder why. So we get broken. We're poured out and we're empty. And why is that? It's for the blessing. So as the blessing comes and we get filled up, then these great things happen. I want to become a youth pastor. I had a kid come up and tell me that. I had kids come up and tell me, I want to be a worship leader. I had kids come up and tell me, I'm supposed to be in missions. And I apologize for those parents. But understand, they didn't have their calling without the brokenness. And I'm very humbled to be around them or with them to see that. Because I challenge every one of you to do what these kids did today. To pour their heart out in worship. to stand in front of a video and give a testimony that no one's ever heard? What is in our lives that has to be removed? What's in our lives that is in the way of God? What are we denying the brokenness for? You know, just a few months ago, back in November, James goes, "Hey, I need an adult leader to go with me to camp this year. I think Chase is going. Would you like to go?" I said, "Sure." And then like a month before camp, he was like, "Oh, by the way, I got a job out west. I'm not going to make it to camp. Here's the paperwork that I've got done. Love you." I love my brother James. You know, I had a chance to serve with him as interim youth pastor before he came to youth pastor. And it was such a humbling time for me to see the changes in his life to where he came to me and he said, "Craig, I think I need to apply." And I was like, "You didn't know that? We all saw it." And then he comes to me and he says, "I'm being called out west. Here's a bunch of kids that's going to be mad at me. Here's the paperwork. And by the way, only two people have paid. So lucky me," I hand that to Jody and say, "Hey, no one's paid." I'm very blessed just to be able to go and spend time with the kids and to have fun. And you know, I can be a little rough around the edges sometimes, but that's cool because they like to play. You know, the one thing that I asked them not to do at camp is break my wife, and they did that, not spiritually, but physically. Like, she's still limping, all right? So, we're at camp the first night. We have an amazing speaker. This is just a couple notches on the volume. It was like, woo! You know, earplugs in, they were really worshiping. But the kids loved it. Just had a great time. But the most important thing is when I took most of my kids outside and we sat down at our concrete table and we just let it out. God was there. God showed up here this morning. You know, I... I get to experience that almost every Wednesday night, every Sunday morning, every Sunday night with the kids, and I'm humbled to do that. But I try not to stand in the way of their talent. I've got worship leaders up here. I've got youth pastors over there. I'm just trying to disciple them, and I ask all the church to do that. I pray... You know, we sat down this morning as we practiced and we sat down and we prayed for each one of you. Just like you prayed for each one of them that were at camp, we prayed for each one of you. We prayed that it wasn't us on stage. We prayed that we were vessels. We were like Jesus' first miracle. There's a wedding. He tells his mom, he says, "It's not my time yet." And she goes, "But they're out of wine." He says, "I want you to go fill up these gherkins." What's a gherkin? Well, we're talking about vessels used for worship, and they were about 30 gallons apiece, and there was four of them for this wedding. And they would use these to dip out and to give everybody their wine during the times. And he says, "Okay, I'm going to give you a miracle, but you need to fill those up all the way. Remember, they were empty already. I want you to fill these up all the way." He says, "All the way up." Now, getting water wasn't that easy back then. You couldn't just go to your faucet, turn it on, and fill it up. You had to walk to a well, then you had to walk down in a well, then you had to carry it back up to fill these things up. And that's what these kids did. They went and filled up these vessels. And before you could see Christ's blessing, before he turned the water into wine, you had to do something about it. I choke up every time I try to say what talent that I'm trying to harness here in these kids. And you just wouldn't believe the leadership and things that I see. But I promise you, God's filled them up, and I watch it all the time. And he just keeps pouring them out and blessing. So I don't know today what part of this worship's touched you. A song, something I've said, a testimony. But I promise you, none of it was us. It was God through us. So I'm going to ask our musicians to come. They're going to play our last song. And I don't know where you're at with your walk with Christ. I don't know what brokenness you've experienced. I don't know if this talked directly to you or not. Maybe you haven't accepted Christ. You know, when you lead a kid to Christ, how awesome it feels to feel God move through you like that. When you see a testimony given on stage and you see someone pour out their heart because of that, I'm so lucky just to be there. So I don't know where you're at with your walk. But as we listen to this song, I want you to pray about it. I want you to stand up, and if you need to know who God is, know who Jesus was, I'll help you. If you've made that decision to follow Christ and you want to know what your next step is, we'll help you. And there's something you're broken about today and you just want to pour it out on the altar, let it happen.